matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Oh, good morning, Mark. How are we doing today?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you guys?
Now we're ready. Ready to hear about you and Janine. So take it away. What's been going on since your email?
I just don't know. There's really not much to report, I guess, but I don't know what I'm doing here, guys. I really like this girl, and it's so hard, and I don't understand why.
Dating?
Relationships in general.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
No, I'm talking just this one relationship in particular. Wow. It's been a while since I've been in a situation like this. When it's like everything is just easy, and when you feel like you've known each other forever, you know, it's one of those things where you could like almost like finish each other's thoughts. You know, sometimes it just comes together like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, that can happen. So was that the deal with you and Janine?
Well, no, actually, not even close.
Whoa, okay. Know?
And honestly, you know, that's the thing, you know? Sometimes when it comes together, like, so seamlessly, it's like boring as hell.
Yes, you know? Okay, yes.
Right. You know, I was in the mood for something different, something... You know, a little like out of my comfort zone, different than me. It's basically what I'm saying.
Okay, and Janine fits the bill.
Oh yeah, she's definitely different. And while that's what I wanted, but she also kind of drives me up the wall sometimes.
that definitely sounds like regular dating and relationships to me. But where does that leave you at the present?
Well, things were going pretty great. You know, they were interesting. She kind of, kept me on my toes, which was a nice change. Like, one thing we do have in common is that we're both, like, pretty strong-willed. If she's in a mood or if I'm feeling off or whatever, it gets both of us in trouble.
Right.
And when that happens, it's like our fuses are so short. We fight over the dumbest little thing.
Yikes.
You know, and it's like not a huge fight, but like we're getting on each other's nerves. And we are like really starting to get on each other's nerves.
Right.
And it's funny. It's such a short time. Like, we both know exactly what buttons to push to get each other going, you know?
Honestly, that sounds miserable, man.
Don't listen to him. Okay, he and his wife never fight, allegedly. Allegedly.
Okay. Really? Seriously?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I don't know about all that. Mm-mm. Because, like, me and Janine, it's like, we're passionate people, right? You know, it's kind of feast or famine with us. You know, we're either having an amazing time or it's just, not such an amazing time, I'm telling you, like, if I had a dollar for the amount of time she's blown up me for leaving like a cabinet open in her house or something.
Oh,
but I should be better about not trying to set her off. But sometimes, I just need my space, or I'll say something dumb and it just happens.
I think most people listening can relate to this, honestly, like they can. But where are y'all right now? Like right now, describe the situation today.
All right. Well, the last time we were together, we had plans to meet up with some friends and maybe I should have called it early because it wasn't a good night. It was kind of a long day for both of us. And as soon as we were out, I could just tell by like the energy, it wasn't right. It felt, like tense. So like we decided to grab dinner and then we met up with the crew. And then at some point in the night, I told her I was tired and had an early morning. And I could tell I was getting on her nerves already.
Okay.
And I figured I'd salvage everything with a good night's sleep at least. But, she was being a bit of a brat. And I was thinking we'd meet up later that weekend. This was like on Friday. But ever since, no responses. I'm getting nothing from her. No word whatsoever.
You didn't call her Brad, did you?
Yeah. Is that,
otherwise, what do we think?
Yeah. Like, I'm guessing you think she's actually bailed on her, but, like, was this an event or something? I mean, you didn't leave her hanging or stranded or something. Were they both of your friends? What happened here?
No, it was nothing like that. It was just like a normal night out. And, like, honestly, they were, like, mostly her friends, but... Yeah, maybe I played this wrong and, it seemed like the best way to go at the time, but you know, I don't want her to think that I don't like her just because I left. If she needs like a public apology, she's going to get a damn good one, you know?
Okay.
I just want to clean this up, you know?
Well, let's get Janine lined up and see if we can't get past all this. We'll talk to her coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Mark is kind of lost after going out with Janine. I was kind of lost after that first conversation because I thought he was saying everything was super easy with them. It is and it isn't.
No.
Like it is if they're all in the right mood.
It sounds off. I mean, yeah,
but it can get derailed pretty quick.
That sounds exhausting.
Which is what happened the last time they were together. They both were having bad days, getting on each other's nerves. He called it early, but kind of left her, you know, out with friends. So maybe she's upset by that.
And now here we are.
So let's get Janine on the line, see if we can't convince her to give Mark another shot or let him make that grand apology. I think we have her lined up. Hey, is this Janine?
It sure is. Who's this?
Hey, Janine, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you today with this date night package that we give away here. So you'd essentially get to pick whatever you want to do and wherever you want to go for a night out. We even pay for the whole thing, but we're also going to pick your date. It's like a condition.
Is this a joke?
No.
No, actually,
April Fool's was yesterday.
I'm close.
Okay.
No, you got to hear this from a guy that you know. Right? We do know that. And I believe you've gone out with him a few times. It's a way to smooth things over, hopefully, when you hit a rough patch, usually, when we do this. And from what he tells us, you have, in fact, hit quite the rough patch. So, you know Mark, right?
Yeah, I know him.
Good. Oh. Okay, so we're offering to pay for you to go out with Mark again. Does that sound like something you're interested in?
Like, is he going to apologize?
He is ready to. Yes.
Yeah.
He said it. He said as much.
Right. And you're in luck because we have him on the other line. So, Mark, you want to jump in here?
Janine, look, I'm sorry. I know I probably should have stuck around that night. And, you know, I just thought we both weren't in the best mood.
Okay. And keep going.
Well, I mean, that pretty much covers it, I thought.
Yeah, we're done here.
Really?
We're done. We're good. I'm good.
Wait. No, seriously, Janine, don't be like that.
Yeah. Yeah, what, Janine, enlighten us. What's
oh my God.
What's been left out here?
Yeah. No. He's so annoying. And with his attitude that he had, I don't know. I was glad he left, actually.
Oh.
Like, he had me feeling all kinds of funky.
Okay, like, all right. So tell us your side of this. Like, what happened that night?
So it goes, like, sideways at dinner. You know, we sit down, we go to order, and it's almost like he's looking for a fight. You know what I mean? Like, something was off. And then plus, I wasn't that hungry. So I asked the waiter if they have a kids menu. And he gets kind of sneezed, like, well, yeah, for kids. And, like, he's looking at me like I'm stupid. So, meanwhile, Mark is just, like, I don't know. He's just starting to get on my damn nerves. He's, like, telling me order something else. I don't want to order something else. I'm not that hungry. You know what I mean? I literally just bring me 2 chicken fingers and some fries. You know what I mean? It's not that hard.
Okay.
And it's like nobody was willing to budge on this.
Okay.
It was stupid.
Yeah, because, you know, again, you're not a child. And
oh my
that's
God.
What we're all trying
this
to tell you.
Whatever. Yeah.
Right.
This is what I'm talking about. Mark immediately takes the waiter's side. And it's like, who cares if I order a smaller portion? You know what I mean? It's off the menu. It exists. I'm not asking for anything special.
Right.
I don't want a great big huge meal.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't like I was trying to get anything for free.
Sure.
Or I was like, you know, wanting to share off of his plate. I just wanted a kid's size portion. I wasn't that hungry. Like, charge me more for the adult version of the kid's meal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
bring
okay.
me the kid's portion, but charge me an adult.
Charge me more.
And to me, that makes sense. To this guy, he's an idiot.
Stock that stuff for kids. You know, to make
they
sure
don't have a special freezer for kids.
Well, no, whatever. When a family comes in, they got something that they can order to prevent, like, a meltdown from the kid, you know? And it was, like, embarrassing.
It's the same food, just different portions.
But you were making
it's a not like it's special
out of it. You're not that hungry? Order a salad or, like, an appetizer.
I didn't want a salad. That's my whole point.
Chicken nuggets are for kids, not for you.
Whatever. You know what? The restaurant buys them, wants to get rid of them. I promise you, they don't care who ends up eating them. They're there for anyone who wants them, right? And, I mean, like, with the price of my drink, they should have just given me some damn chicken nuggets, like, for
well,
real.
Well, look.
I don't know.
Like, here's the thing. Is this the hill you want to die on, Mark? You should have been on my side on this. This whole thing is ridiculous.
Well, I should have just, like, straight up apologized to the server for, like, your behavior. That's what I should have done.
Wow.
Like, restaurants don't want you to order off the kids' menu. That's just the way it is. If they didn't care, they wouldn't have an age limit on there, okay? And the bottom line is, like, you're a grown woman. Order an actual meal. Just because you're, like, acting like a child, it doesn't actually make you a child.
Do you know how insane he sounds? If it's on the menu, it's fair game. Like, I am a paying customer, for crying out loud. It's not like it's special kid food only for kids. It is the same food adults eat, but they give you less on a plate.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal. It's not like I'm sitting there asking them to bring me pureed carrots and things. It's stupid.
Like a jar of just...
I'm just saying that you should be able to order off of the kids' menu. And I promise you, I am not the only one, you know, out there that thinks this whole thing is stupid.
Well, no, you're right about that. I mean, I bet a lot of people listening think this whole thing is stupid.
Okay. Maybe it is. But
date-wise, what are we thinking? Y'all could go somewhere fancy, totally free.
Yeah, and all the plates are kid-sized. Those joints,
yeah.
This feels like something that could maybe we could get over.
You will leave hungry.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Like, honestly, I'm not looking to date some guy who gets, like, embarrassed by me over really dumb. You know, when we're out in public, like, that's so not my bag. Sorry.
All right. Well,
it's going to happen.
Okay. Hey, thank y'all for being on the show today. We appreciate y'all.